Avodah Zarah, Perek Hey, Mishnah Vav 5-6. The topic of this Mishnah is how we treat containers of wine in a town where there were idolatrous soldiers present. So we have to really think of it as two separate cases. The first case is going to be where the soldiers were expected to be quartered by the local population. Quartering was a practice since who knows when time immemorial, where the local population is expected to give food and shelter to the local army, the local soldiers. It was actually one of the main points of contention that the Americans had in the American Revolution against the British soldiers, quartering. And there's actually an amendment to the Constitution, the U.S. Constitution, the Third Amendment, which actually basically prohibits this practice under normal circumstances. In any case, so that was what's happening here. And since it's the expectation of the local population to provide for the soldiers, to their minds, think they can help themselves. And therefore, if the question is, do we have to be afraid that the soldiers who were quartered in the city tampered with the, or helped themselves to, or drank from the wine supply? The answer is certainly, because they feel right at home. On the other hand, we have no reason to assume that they would secretly tamper with it, and then sort of try to conceal that they accessed the wine, like we had in the previous Mishnah. And therefore, the Mishnah is basically going to say that if the soldiers are there during peacetime, being quartered by the local population, we have to assume that the soldiers helped themselves or tampered with all of the open wine supply. But anything which is sealed, closed, we can assume they didn't touch, because they wouldn't reseal and to conceal their activities. But the middle case of things which have, like, you know, replaceable lids, corks, and the like, again, we have to be afraid that they did help themselves to that, because it's normal for a person to drink from the bottle and put the cork back on and the like. Okay, so therefore the Mishnah says inside, a baleshes. Baleshes means something like, literally, kind of like the searcher outers. The word livlosh in Aramaic is a translation for lechapes, to seek out. And in fact, in modern Hebrew, the word a balash is a detective. In any case, the baleshes, they're considered the baleshes of the kochavim, these idolatrous soldiers are considered to be like a baleshes, because they're seeking out, you know, for plunder and helping themselves whatever they can and want. Shenichnas ala'ir, if they've come into the town, b'shas shalom, if we're talking peacetime, and therefore it's just a matter of quartering them, chavios, pesuchos, asuros, all the open wine containers in the whole town have to be assumed to have been tampered with or drunk from by these soldiers, and therefore they're all forbidden. Stumos, that which is sealed shut, are mutaros, is permitted, again, because no reason to assume that they would try to conceal their activities, and things that were just simply like had a cork on would also be forbidden, like an unsealed container. Okay, now b'shas milchama, in contrast, if it's wartime, so now the soldiers passed through the town are really in a rush, they don't want to stick around because they're afraid of their lives, it's the middle of a war and they can get killed, and therefore, elu ve'elu mutaros, everything is permitted, meaning all of the wine containers, whether they're open or not open, are all permitted, because we can assume that they didn't have any time, lefisha ein panai linasech. They had no time to tamper with the wine, to do libation like. Certainly not. They just basically pass through the city. They'll be able to grab something that they like and then take it on. But to start playing with the wine and drink with it and whatever, that's not a concern. It should be spoken out, of course, that if before the soldiers came in, the containers were sealed, and after they left, the containers were unsealed, then of course that's evidence of tampering, and that wine would be prohibited. But any wine which has no evidence of being tampered with, we can assume it wasn't tampered with, because these soldiers have no time to mess about with that kind of thing in the middle of a war.